Good afternoon, folks. It's Kimberly Jessica reporting in live today from Hollywood, California, and I'm really excited to be doing our weekly podcast. You can catch our podcast in the Huffington Post, on SoundCloud, and on YouTube. So I'm really excited today because, you know, I'm always bringing, you know, interesting people on the line to talk about the amazing things they're doing, sharing it with the world. And today I am excited to be chatting it up with none other than Aaron Sanchez from ABC's Tammy T Radio. Aaron, are you there?
I am. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for being on with us, Mr. Radio Guy. Tell us what's going on with Aaron these days.
Wow, just keeping busy, keeping my nose to the grind, as it were. You and I have known each other for quite a while, and, it's funny, I mean, we go back, right? So
almost a decade, almost a decade, 2008, 2009, we met each other.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you're doing a lot, too. You mentioned the SoundCloud and the YouTube. I'm a subscriber on both now. But recently, as of late last year, I got blessed with the morning show on ABC News Radio, KMET 1490 AM. And so I've been having a blast with that with my co-hosts, Mia Mocha and Brett Malik. And then along with the Hollywood Social Lounge, which is heard on weekends, we're just keeping really busy and keeping things, alive and bright and more red carpets and more events. You know how it is.
Yeah, Aaron, it's fascinating with what you're doing because, you're kind of living a dream life in many people's eyes. I mean, working with ABC Radio, anything with ABC or any major syndication like that is huge. And, a lot of people wonder, how did you get there? I mean, when did you realize that you wanted to work in the entertainment industry from that perspective? Tell us a little bit about your story and how you got started.
Well, it's actually a funny story because, for me at least, because, my story, at least as a teenager, I mean, I think when we do entertainment, we have some love of entertainment, right? And my love of entertainment for me was I loved acting at the time in my teens in high school, and I loved theater. But that wasn't my path. I took a completely different path, went into sales and marketing, did that for about 15 years, and then all of a sudden, I'm thinking, well, what's the next decade of my life going to be? This is about 8 years ago. And I thought, well, I'd like to do something that I like again. So I thought, well, what if I do voiceovers and learn how to get into voiceovers because I love doing voices. I love doing, just sounds or making fun of other people's voices. And I thought that was my calling. But then that kind of was at least an entry into realizing, okay, I thought maybe I would get to meet certain people that was in the industry of voiceovers, and that wasn't it. I didn't even know I was going to be in radio and television. I just thought I'll do voiceovers, and it wasn't till we started doing interviews, and my I always credit it to my uncle, which he kind of discovered me because I didn't know him up till I was at the age of 30. And I met him, and he had always been behind the camera helping other people out. And he very early on said, you belong in front of the camera. And I thought, like, what? And he's like, you interviewing people, you do it well. And I said, okay. So he was that person that believed in me, and he's followed me ever since then and been the reason I do what I do today. I really owe him a lot.
Wow. Isn't it amazing, Aaron, how, when we're younger, like, say, teenagers or kids, we have these grandiose ideas of all these big things and big people we want to be, and then, life sets in and says, you know what, no, you're not going to be that. Come back to the real world. This is what you need to do. And, like, a lot of people, put away the things that they said they wanted to do when you're in that childhood space of wonder and amazement. They put away all that, and they're like, well, I'm never going to be that. I'm delusional, and let me go get a job in sales, or let me go be a psychotherapist, or not to say that any of that is bad, but isn't it amazing how many people have wanted to be singers, stars, actresses, work in theater, and they've been told, that they can't do that. There's no money in that. It's not reality. Isn't it interesting? Don't you find that interesting?
I do, because these are the type of conversations we have all the time, because we interview a lot of very amazing people, whether they be singers, musicians, actors, inventors, entrepreneurs, business owners, CEOs. I mean, the list goes on. And I think the one thing that is always the normal thing that you'll hear is they didn't listen to those people. They didn't listen to those people that told them no. I mean, how many of us have had an idea for an invention? And because, you know, maybe we have well-meaning friends or family members, we listen to that limiting idea of you cannot do it. But what if we asked ourselves just for a minute, what if I could do it? What if I can do it? What if, you know, I don't need all the things right off the bat. I don't need all of the experience in order to do it, but maybe I need to meet people that can help me launch this new idea, launch this new product, launch my dream, launch whatever I find passion in. And you're right, we lose it. And I'm a perfect example of that. As a teenager, I did think, yes, I love acting. I loved it for just acting and what it was. But I thought, no, there's so much competition. Who am I to ever succeed in that level? And I really believed at the time that that just was not for me, because I couldn't possibly make it. Instead of telling myself, wait a minute, you're already here in Hollywood. You're already here in L.A. That's half the battle. A lot of people move here just to be in it. I had no idea it was attainable. And so I just completely sidestepped and said, oh, well, and I moved on. And not for nothing. I mean, I've had a very interesting life. And, again, making a full circle, now I get to meet a lot of amazing people and amazing actors. But you're right. We let go of that dream that we had because we believe in the fear that people put into us of, what if I fail? What if I don't succeed? It's okay. Fail. Fail often.
Fail forward.
Yes. Yes. And then move forward from that. Don't live in that space and continue on that path. And if that path is meant for you, then great. There are some people that have dreams, and maybe that path was not meant for them. Maybe they were meant for something else they didn't even know, but be open to it. So that's the thing I've taught myself, is to be open to things, but that it hasn't always been that easy.
You know, if Walt Disney had listened to his naysayers, we wouldn't have Disney World today. We would not have the awesome world of Disney. You know, when people like to say things like, you know, well, get back to the real world. Last time I checked, Tom Cruise was very real and he was living his dreams, even though he went through what he went through in school with dyslexia and being, you know, and being told that, you know, he couldn't read, so therefore he wouldn't get very far in life, basically.
I didn't know that about him.
He suffered from dyslexia. And that's how he actually got into Scientology, was because he had Scientology helped him get over his dyslexia. So normally, you know, he's going to be a big parader of the religion if it helped him get over a lifelong childhood disease, right?
Right.
So, you know, when you have people like that had learning disabilities, or when you have people like the Brad Pitts, or when you have people like the Johnny Depps, and, you know, I think one of the actors talked about, you know, they lived in their car, or they were homeless. Literally, you know, when you listen to Tony Robbins and he was saying how he was homeless, you know, here he is, you know, he lives on an island in Fiji. He lives in the Fiji. You know what I mean? He lives in a castle in the island of Fiji. You know what I mean? So anything is possible. You just have to, like you said, I like that you said, you know, you just have to find someone that's doing it, hire them or get them to be a mentor so you can get to where you need to be, basically.
Yes, and, you know, something you just mentioned a moment ago, a lot of people don't know, Walt Disney became homeless as well. I mean, he was on the street. If you look at there's a movie on his life, I think it's called Before Mickey. It's on Netflix. And it's a good movie because it goes into a lot of his failures. You know, he had business associates that tried to undercut him. He had deals that he had to learn from, and he had to keep pushing forward. He had friends that believed in him at one point and then left him at another point. He ended up having to really, in order to get one project done, just do it himself, you know, finish the finished drawings, because he just didn't have the money to pay because he was in so much debt. And you look at these stories, and it's the stories that get hidden behind. And I think if we heard more of these stories, if we learned more about the success from failures, the more we can attain to, oh, failure is actually a good thing. It's not a bad thing because I've learned what how not to do it. Now I can move forward and move and do it well. I produce also another show called Two Men in Your Business with my business partner, Jesse Torres, and we interview a lot of entrepreneurs that have learned that very thing. They rarely learn it out of the gate, just, you know, starting, but after so much plugging through and keeping their nose to the grind, they, if it's meant to be for them, it will come to their life and they will be stronger because of it.
Mm-hmm. Much more stronger. Tell me, you know, I hear you talking about some of your interviews. What are some of the interviews that you've had that you enjoyed the most? Tell us about, you know, any celebrities that you've interviewed. Who's your favorite celebrity that you've interviewed?
You know, I get asked this, and I think I always answer a different answer because there's so many. I can think of Emilio Rivera was actually a favorite interview of mine. Not so much the during the process, but after. You know, what people don't understand in this business is, you know, you make a lot of friends after the process because, you know, you interview them on air, and then there's that after air stuff. And he admitted some things, you know, about his life and where he's at and how he has overcome, a bad life. You know, he's very public about it, but he's also public about how he had to look in the mirror and, you know, overcome a lot of those things. I think when people are very real about where they were in their lives and they're okay with sharing that, those are the moments that I'm floored and I'm kind of wowed. And I'm also humbled because those lessons, each one of those I hear, add to my story, right? Add to where I am either in life or what or something I need to learn in order to help somebody else down the line.
Mm-hmm.
So when I think of interviews like that, I think of those. Although, of course, there's always those little fan moments in me that will happen. I'm thinking of, like, recently I had one last year, Jane Seymour, which for me was huge because, you know, my favorite movie
huge.
Of all time. Yeah, is Somewhere in Time. You know, that's my favorite with Christopher Reeves. And
yeah.
I talk with her after. I think – for me, that was a very much like a fan geek moment, right? And I've had a few others since then. You know, whenever you don't know who you're going to bump into on the red carpet or at an event, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, my goodness, look who it is. So I have those all the time.
Wow. You want to, you know, Jane Seymour is a big, you know, is a big star, which segued into my other question. Who would you consider the biggest celebrity that you've ever interviewed?
Oh, wow.
One of the biggest. I won't say the biggest because, you know, they'll go here and be like, wait a minute. He just said he's so funny. So it's like, one of the biggest.
Lou Ferrigno on several occasions.
The Incredible Hulk.
You know, in the muscle, yeah, I mean, in the muscle range. I mean, his hand envelops your hand. Let's see. Speaking of big, which is very big, goodness me, I can't even think of his name right now, but he was Quentin Aaron's a very
Sandra Bullock's movie.
Yes, Quentin Aaron.
Yes.
But as far as I've met a few which I could say like have hit our numbers
famous.
Either on YouTube. Yeah, on YouTube I would put it like we've interviewed Jean-Claude Van Damme. We've interviewed Howie Mandel from Chicago Fire. We've interviewed quite a few of those. I will say one of the rising stars, which I've been blessed with, and I love him and his wife and their new child, Brian T. If you don't know who he is, you'll know on the new Chicago series. And
okay.
He is Shredder on – Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. He's Shredder. His career has really taken him off. It's very difficult to get interviews once they get large, but right before they get large, I think it's amazing when we interview people and then we meet them before they get very big, if that makes any sense.
Yeah,
Vassy, a musician, a singer. I mean, she's blowing up the international charts and doing very well. So there's a lot of those where you meet them before they go really big, and then you're like, oh, my goodness, here they are, and they've kept to the grind, right? They haven't given up.
Right, right. Who would you say is what kind of bizarre interviews? Have you ever had any interviews that turned out to be really bizarre where you're like, okay, what happened here? I know I have. But have you ever had any bizarre interviews where you're like, okay, this is totally weird?
I have. I think, you know, okay, there's been a few, which I actually have not.
Had your Howard Stern moment,
them.
So to speak.
Yeah, I mean, look, I was at the NAACP Image Awards pre-dinner party, and there was one interview, and I won't name her, but she was high as high could be, or maybe not high, maybe she was just had too many drinks. And I had an interview with her and her co-star, and after that interview happened, I just said, we cannot put this on air. I'm not going to make people look bad. It's entertaining and funny at the moment, but when you think about it, if I have final say, which I do, then I'm not going to put that out there. So there's
right.
been those
You're not
awkward
make it look
moments,
bad.
I guess. Yeah,
yeah,
I guess
that
I would
was an
say
awkward
those are
moment.
Awkward moments. Yeah, because you never know what's going to happen, right? I mean, and some people on the carpet get fun. You know, one person did to one of my co-hosts, which I felt so bad for her, but he like, you know, raised his shirt, like, look at my nipple. And it was like, it was a little awkward, but, you know, it was awkward for my co-host for sure. There's been some crazy times for sure.
Totally. So what advice would you give to an up-and-coming person that wants to be in a situation such as yours, you know, working on major radio like ABC and, you know, interviewing celebrities and interviewing, you know, entrepreneurs? What advice would you give an up-and-coming person that, you know, is seeing all the glitz and glamour of Hollywood, California, where you are, you know, working in ABC Celebrity News, you know, and say this kid could be from Idaho or from, you know, Syracuse or from Buffalo, you know, where there is really not much for an entertainment industry. What would you say to someone that wants to break into the industry? What advice would you give them?
You know, it's funny. I actually have had this discussion with a few of people that are outside in other areas. And the first thing is, if you really want to be in it, go where the action's at. So, yes, unfortunately in Ohio, there's probably a few instances, but it doesn't prevent you from maybe still creating a show at a local radio station or even using Skype or using YouTube or using all of the different things that you have to your advantage. And, you know, I was on another blog talk radio show, and he did it from his house in kind of the suburbs. And when you think of that, the power of the internet limits are what used to be barriers, right? Now, there are affiliates all over, local TV stations where people can start off at, even if you don't end up moving into the industry. But, you know, create good content and think like a producer. Don't think like a and I say this with love, because there's actors that think like producers, and then there's actors that think only like actors. They're always looking for the next job, but they're not willing to create the next job. If you're willing to create the job for others, you'll always have a job for yourself and for others. So think like a producer, learn all facets of it, you know, hone your craft if that's what you want to do, and you'll have many more opportunities than not.
That's a great, 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 those are great tidbits. What's coming up for you that you want to share with the world before we wrap up our interview?
There's a lot. I just did a pilot for a TV show, which is taking millionaires and billionaires and putting them with average people and spending the weekend with them. So it was an interesting show. I got to check out a Bugatti, which is my favorite car of all time, And those things
are
fast.
Oh, God, that's a dream car. Forget it, Bentley.
Right?
Bugatti, man. Totally.
Yeah, I think the top speed is 260, 69 miles per hour. So, yeah, so look forward to that. And some more big things coming up, which, you know, I'm sure you'll be the first to know.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much for interviewing with us today. You're such a fun interview. You're so down to earth and, you know, and so humble and easy to talk to. And this was so much fun, you know, talking to you. And I'm really glad that we had the opportunity to chat with you. And I look forward to bringing you back again and chatting some more.
Well, I appreciate
go on for a while.
The invite. Thank you so very much, Kimberly, for giving, you know, me a chance to share.
Well, thank you again, Aaron. I know you're very busy, and I'm just really excited that we're friends, too. So, and how can people get in touch with you? How can they find you on social media? Last piece.
Yeah, absolutely. Just follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, now Snapchat, at Aaron M.
Uh-oh.
Sanchez. Yeah,
Aaron M. Sanchez. And is that one A or two?
Two A's, yes.
Okay. And Sanchez is spelled S-A-N-C-H-E-Z.
Correct.
Great. Well, Aaron, again, thank you so much for interviewing with us today here. And we look forward to hearing more about the amazing things you're doing, because you do have some other things going on, but you're not at liberty to say. And we can't wait to chat with you about that as well. So thank you, Aaron. Have a great day. And thank you, folks, for listening in today. This is Kimberly Jessica reporting in live for the Huffington Post. And we'll talk to you guys soon. Take care and have a great day, folks. Bye-bye.